So let's go right to New Jersey to 640 AM listener Ken. Ken, how can I help you?
Hi, how you doing, Father? I love your programs, and I just wanted to ask about sin and temptation, how the Lord loves to have our temptations and we offer to Him and pray about it and try to do our best, but continually fall flat or faces, and sometimes feeling a lot of despair that, especially when it's like some of the major sins in our lives. And then he talks about, like in the last, I think last homily we had this past Sunday, about the narrow gate being so narrow, and if you find it, the way to, meaning if you find the way to heaven, and the path to destruction, which is hell, is wide, and many travel it. And with the mother, Blessed Mother saying at Fatima, how many souls fall to hell and fall like snowflakes. I'm thinking, I feel so much despair in his messages, but then again, I know we're not supposed to have despair because that's from the evil one.
Yeah, right. Well, understand that there are many different paths that can lead to perdition. There's one that leads to heaven, and that is the way of love, the way of yes to God's offer of relationship. Okay? God offers himself to us in a loving friendship, and like any loving relationship, it has to be a two-way street in the sense that we have to say yes to God's offer of relationship. For anyone who's reached the age of reason, you know, they have the responsibility to say yes to God's offer of love. And living in friendship with God is a demanding task, just like living in love with anybody is. A husband and wife have to live in love. That's a demanding task. Best friends have to live in the love of friendship. That's a demanding task. Living in love with God is a demanding task, not because God is testing us so much as God wants what's best for us. And what's best for us is that path of love. And there's only one way of doing it. There's lots of ways not to love. There's only one way to love. That's what I was trying to get at in the opening lines or opening a few minutes of this show, that it's a totality, that we have to give ourselves totally to Him.
I think I try to do that. I mean, if prayer doesn't happen every day, is that lessening my relationship with Him?
Well, like any you know, friendship, any relationship, daily communications is the best. It's the strongest for us. It's what makes our relationship real. Everybody knows that there are days that things happen that make it difficult, and we do our best in making those little aspirations we can, you know, those little prayers we throw up all the time. You know, Lord, have mercy. Right. Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. You know, those momentary spiritual communions we make with Jesus present in the tabernacle. We can do those even in our worst days, in our most busy days. But the norm should be that we spend time with the Lord each day because we've made it a priority. Just like any relationship, you know, if, as my spiritual director should always say to me, and I repeat to my spiritual directees, if you're too busy to pray, you're too busy. God doesn't want that for you. He wants you to have the time of resting with Him, abiding with Him, being with Him. And so that's part of it. And that strengthens you each and every day, because every day when we're in contact with Him, it increases our capacity to love, and it opens us up to receiving more of His supernatural help that we call grace.
All right, thank you for that. I appreciate your help.
Right. And remember, God will always give us the grace we need to avoid whatever temptations are out there. If at the moment we don't have enough grace to deal with that temptation, we at least have enough grace to pray for more help so that we can overcome that temptation. So our first reaction, if we see that we're struggling with temptation, is to fall to our knees in prayer and ask God for help.
Keep striving in that until we get what we need. If the temptation doesn't leave us, just keep struggling with that cross, whatever it might be, and praying to God and offering it up.
That's very good advice. And of course, I recommend to everybody, you know, our frequent confession helps us because it not only holds us accountable, but in confession, not only if our sins are forgiven, but we receive grace to fight the good fight of faith as we go forward. So, Ken, that's what you need to do. You're doing, it sounds like you're doing it, and God will do all he can to help you along the way. So God bless you. Thanks for the call. Always good to hear from New Jersey.